Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Singing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song.
High above the trees with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace war, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child, a child, shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
Click or quit on me.
Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. A child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Works much better with the bigger band, the full band. Got the drums, got the bass, but it's still fun to sing with Melody. Always fun to sing with Melody.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, make it work. You want to do a child? Is this Melody? Do you?
Nah.
Cool. Actually, it's probably on there if you click on past a bunch of those other ones. As a matter of fact, I know it's on there. It's going to be our opening.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch their keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise the song on high. The virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him blood, the babe, the Son of Mary. Nails, spears shall pierce him through, the cross he bore for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Amen. Isn't that fun? You can have fun just with a little guitar. A daughter who can sing. Who else has joined us here? We see, I see Barbara's joined us, Karen's joined us, Nicole, Bethany, Karen, Sandra, Gary Wisman, Todd Truman's hanging out. Gary Wisman is watching. Okay. Gary, keep watching. Don't disconnect. You got a special guest to say hello. He's walking right up there and he's looking right at you. He can't hear you from there, but you can just wave to him. That's all good. Click through to, actually it's going to be the closing on that one, and then you won't have any more to click through. It's a little town of Bethlehem. I've got a couple of verses we can do on that one. You got a few clicks to go. You're not going to have any more up on the up on there for a couple other songs we'll do. Then we'll just dive into a message. Those of you who haven't been with us in a while, remember we're taking prayer requests. Go ahead and type them in the comments, and we'll write them in. We'll add them in when we after a short message, and we'll bring it all together. Let's see what else is clicking. Are you going through the same one I am, Melody, or not?
Yeah.
Okay. That might be an interesting one to do.
Found it.
You want to do that one?
Sure.
Yeah, do a little different.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. You've come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and live.
Now your burdens lifted and carried far away. Precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live.
a newborn baby.
Don't be afraid to crawl. Remember when you walk, sometimes you fall. So follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. And live.
Sometimes
the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if the sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, and live.
Pretty song, isn't it? Pretty, pretty song. Mm. Yeah. What else you want to sing, Melody?
Press on, but
do I have it on here?
That's probably not on the list.
I figures. I can
get it.
I
have it on my phone.
You have it on your phone?
That helps. But do you know how to play F and B flat?
No. So maybe I won't do it. That's why I'm not the regular guitar player, as is plainly obvious by this evening. This evening's fun. Who else is rolled in here with us? I'm seeing Earl, Nancy Lee, Bob, Nancy Conrad. Okay, so we know she's watching now, all right? Instead of actually being here. love to be able to do that one for you, Melody. That's not going to happen. Let's see what else. Pick one more.
How about G, C, A minor, and D?
What song? Give me the name of the song.
Oh, it's still Press On. Different chords.
Well, then the problem with the different chords will be in a different key then. Then I'm really hosed. I think we might just be going right into message here, Melody, if I can't find one
here
for you to do.
That's fine. We could sing versus Silent Night. Probably it's a good time.
Well, there's an idea. We can get away with Silent Night.
Yeah.
You can always get away with Silent Night. Especially if I can click the right button, you can get away with Silent Night. Here we go.
I'm going to have to find the words. I suggested it, but I don't actually have it in front of me.
I got them right here. It's the end of what we have for Christmas Eve, actually. So on Christmas Eve, it's going to be really cool. Bruce is going to be in here with his cello, and you're going to get to hear Versus Silent Night on the cello and the story of it, which will be really pretty. We actually did that last night up at a church, which is really cool. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, bright round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly. You know you skipped the whole verse, don't you?
I sure did.
Doesn't matter.
Do verse 4.
Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light with the angels, let us see. Alleluia to
It's always a good one to end on. Let's move right over into our message. So I had posted, actually, what did I do with my mic, Melody? I thought I'd leave it out here. Here it is, switch mics, and we'll be on our way here. Gary Wisman says hello to everyone. Gary, did you see a T-Dog run up there before?
Let's get this Gary, if you can hear me. I'll see you at work tomorrow. And I'll probably turn the mic
on. All right, it's been documented. He turns off lights. Okay. So I've not seen any prayer requests come in on here of yet, but hey, that doesn't mean anything. Bring them on. Bring them on. We are taking prayer requests. We're going to share a message here this morning. This morning. Is it morning already? It's morning somewhere. It's morning in Australia, isn't it? Yeah, it has been. It's been a long, long day, long week, long. Well, Christmas has kind of run long, run both ways, hasn't it? Fast, slow, furious. Fast and furious. It's kind of done all these things. That's right. It was good movies, or movies, I should say, shouldn't I? How many were there? she said seven. I didn't expect Debbie to nail that one. Okay. So. I got to bring this up too, so I don't miss what's going on with this. Let's see now, what am I looking for? I'm looking for myself to see what's going on with this, and the world of Facebook always keeps things exciting. All right, Gary is commenting that the streaming problems keeps freezing up. Well, that could either be Facebook or it could be HeavenWire, so I'm not sure which.
Or it could be user error.
Yeah, all right, T-Dog says it could be user error, Gary there, ha ha ha. Okay, all right, well, hey, so today I posted this morning, as I do every morning, post different things, and this morning I posted some scripture from 2 Corinthians 6, I think it was 6:14, if I remember correctly, which talks about the light and the darkness. And usually on Facebook, I'll go ahead then and I'll share. I will go ahead and share with people, say, hey, we're going to be going live at 7 o'clock. I do this every time. If you've got any prayer requests, you know, et cetera. So I had a lady that had messaged back to me later, or this morning, and she said, oh, that sounds like a good message. And I thought, well, I didn't really say what the message was going to be because I usually don't plan a message. And so suddenly it's like, oh, that scripture is the message, isn't it? The light and the darkness, which is very appropriate for this time of year. So I did something I don't do very often, actually, as far as for here, for evenings, that is. I went and found a bunch of scriptures to talk about light, okay? And actually, one of the, now I'm thinking about it, one of the ones that I didn't see on this list was probably the most obvious one. At the very beginning, right? At the very beginning, right? So you just open up your Bible here to the very beginning, to where it all started, right? To where it all started in Genesis. And I don't get to the very front of this Bible very often because when I do my opening stuff, it doesn't do it. So here it is, Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was all over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the water. So I got to stop right there. So verse 1, what does verse 1 say? It says, the earth is dark. Right? It's full of darkness. It's full of evil. Right? Now, at this point, it wasn't evil, of course. All that stuff didn't happen. But the point is, it's dark. All right? And then God's, and then in verse, then he moves into verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And actually, the version, I have a One New Man Bible,
And I really like the way that one says, and pastors, you've heard him use it here. It uses the word must. And said, and essentially it says, light, essentially says, light be. Right? It's like, cool. Light be, not let there be light. Light be. Now think about that. That's more of a command, right, than let there be light. It's kind of like a, come on, light. Right? But light be is, you do it. Right? Light be. So of all my light scriptures, this didn't pop up on that one. So check this out. And these are all random order, if I remember correctly. They don't run. Yeah, they're all over the place. So I'm just going to go through some of these and see where the Holy Spirit's leading me on some of this. So in Psalm 119:105, it says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light unto my path." And we've heard that in a song too, right? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto thy path. Good song. We should be doing that again. Matthew 4:16. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. And on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. So right there, listen, you heard that one say, and on those living in the land of the shadow of death. So we just heard that the earth, by its nature, is dark. When we walk into a room, we don't turn off the dark. We turn on the light, right? Therefore, the darkness is what's normally there. We turn on the light, and that's what Jesus calls us to do, is let our light shine. Let the light of Jesus shine through us. John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. When you have a light, you will never see darkness just going and put it out, right? It's quite the opposite. The light divides the darkness, right? John 8:12, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And that's one of the reasons that a lot of people this time of year especially have difficulty with the holidays. They're so overwhelmed by the darkness, or rather the lack of the light is a better way to say it. They don't have enough Jesus in their lives to help keep them focused on that. And it's up to us. God made us, you know, to help one another. He designed us not to be isolated, because isolation is the number one tool of the devil. You think about the times where you've been alone and you've wandered, your mind has wandered a place like, what's going on? You know, or you've done different things. It's just, we've all experienced it in some fashion or another, but isolation is not, now don't get me wrong, there are times when we need to be at quiet times. The Bible talks about being in our quiet place, like when we're studying God's word, and that's important. But we're talking about continuous isolation. And there's a lot of people that sadly experience that. Especially this time of year, they really feel sad. But that's why, it's one of the reasons why we're on here on Facebook. We're trying to share the light of Jesus, right? We're trying to share the light of Jesus with this. John 8:12, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." It's a lot of good light. A lot of good light scriptures in here. 1 John 1:5-9. So it says, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we claim we have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. And if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Do you recognize those last two, Melody? Those last two scriptures? We were in the Lutheran church for a number of years. And that's what they use. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. That was, it was more of a declaration. It wasn't a benediction. It was, I'm trying to remember what they call that part of their service. It's essentially the flogging. I'm a sinner. Because we are. The Bible even talks about that. You know, the guy who talks about the righteous, and the guy comes in and is beating his chest, remember? Psalm 27, verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" More light. Whom shall I fear? Boy, fear is a big thing, right? Fear is a big thing. Because really, if you think about it, fear is doubting God. I mean, if we're trusting God to take care of everything, when we're in fear, you've got another song off of that one, too. You got another song off of that one. Sounds like I probably should give you this so you can share this. Okay, so hold on. So Melody's been studying a lot of stuff up in University Dade. So share with me what you're pulling together on this one here.
Now, just what I was thinking about was how we talk about in the Gospels class, the book of Mark it's this dichotomy between faith and fear. And so he writes about the disciples so that they either have faith or they have fear. And so it's not like you can have one or the other. And so I just thought that was really cool when you brought that up, because I was thinking about what you were saying. You know, you either have faith and then, you know, you're trusting in God and everything's going to work out, or you have that fear. And so a lot of times the disciples fell into fear. And so we're able to look at what they did and use that as a tool for like instruction and to grow. But then at the same time, sometimes they have that faith, and then that really is like, yes. And you're like really proud of the disciples when they get that too, because it's like they finally got that.
So, that's us. That's our story, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's our story. Keep the mic.
Okay.
Keep the mic, because we'll be passing around here in a bit. Where was I moving to? John 12, verses 35 through 37. Then Jesus told them, "You're going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you." There's the warning, right? There's the warning that darkness is going to overtake. You know, it's constantly trying to put out your light. "Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going." I mean, that's kind of common sense, isn't it? Verse 36 of John 12, it said, "Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become the children of the light." And when he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. And even after Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. Isn't that interesting? All right. You know, so many people are a lot of times very easily swayed by about anything. Magic tricks, isn't that cool? Look at that. You know, but even after they saw all these signs from Jesus, they still wouldn't believe. Ephesians 5:14. "This is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Again, more of the light, right? Luke 11, 34 and 35, it says, "Your eye is the lamp of your body. And when your eyes are healthy, your whole body is also full of light. But when they are unhealthy, your body is also full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness." Isn't that interesting that they call it that? The light, it says, "See that the light within you is not darkness." So at that point, that scripture is actually saying whatever is in you is essentially what you're focusing on, what your faith is. But it's kind of interesting that the verbiage is like that. But double back to that a second. Your eye is the lamp of the body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body is also full of light. But when they're unhealthy, meaning when your eyes are letting your brain and body go into things that you probably shouldn't be getting into, your body is also full of darkness. It's the lust of the flesh, and for men, we know what kind of lust we're talking about. And but the word's making it pretty clear with that. So guard your eyes. That's also another scripture buried in here. Probably not on this one today, but I think it's in Proverbs. Proverbs, because Solomon was speaking on wisdom, you know, sharing his wisdom. He said, "Guard your eyes. Don't be doing that. Don't be getting to the point. Don't be opening that door. Don't even walk up to the door. All right, just turn around and leave." Psalm 119, 130, "The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." So the unfolding of your words, as you speak the words, all right, it gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. Of course, the words, as we know, can go the opposite way too. You know, it can be darkness, can be speaking through you, and that can be destructive. But we want all the words we speak to be positive. John 12, 36 and 37, it says, "Believe in the light, while you have the light, this is similar to what you read. It's just the extra two verses. I already read that. I'm going to read it again. John 12:36-37. He said, believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of the light. And when he finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. And even after that, Jesus performed so many signs, they still wouldn't believe him. That's funny, because what I did is I did a cut and paste off of a whole page that he had this. So it actually has twice on that web. It's twice on that web page. James 1:17. Well, made it easy, didn't it? It's almost done. James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows. Think about that. Darkness, you know, if you watch shadows, for example, you'll, like the wind blows, you'll watch shadows of the moon against the tree or whatever, against the bushes. But God does not change. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Cool. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen people. We know this one. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Isn't that cool? Called you out of darkness. Once again, remember, we're back on Genesis 1. Verse 2, it was talking about there's darkness and the light had to be spoken. Revelation 21:23, the city, this is referring to the in heaven, all right, the city in Jerusalem. The city, the holy city. The city does not need the sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. So Jesus then being the light. And then lastly on here, I have Ecclesiastes 2:13. He said, I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness.
I guess there's some shadows.
You got the mic. Say that. Pick up the mic and say it, because I'm going to prayer requests here. Okay, prayer requests. I'm not seeing any through Facebook yet. We've still got some other new ones that have joined us on here. I see Wanda's joined us. Dave has joined us. Okay, let's see what we're doing here for requests. Melody, you got the microphone. Melody, what requests do we have to lift up? You're looking for a trail of mercies, I know.
Yeah.
For where?
Well, Nashville. I don't know. I still want to look up more about that shifting shadows verse. That intrigues me. I don't know. I feel like there's more to it.
Well, then I will give it back to you.
I haven't landed on a conclusion yet. But,
you know, why don't you read through all of it? That was in James 1:17.
I don't know, because what I'm thinking...
Why don't
thinking,
you research it, and we'll take some prayer requests down through here, and
okay,
we'll come back to you.
Yeah. So yeah, travel mercies. That'd be great, because we'll be heading to Asheville and doing all that good stuff, and we get to see the Biltmore. I'm really excited about that. So yeah, especially with all the Christmas lights, it's going to be so pretty. So that's what we're up to, and I am very thankful that I am done with my exams for this semester. I have one more semester left at UD, and then I am going to be graduating in May. So it is coming up, and it is wild, but, you know, I'm really excited about that. It is, yeah. I'm doing it a year early. Yeah, so just... I feel like I have a pretty good idea of where I need to go. Now it's just a matter of hoping that and praying that the finances will fall into place. So I'm trusting God completely for that. Because
for
otherwise...
For
my master's when I go for my MDiv. So, yeah.
Which MDiv means?
Master of Divinity.
Thank you.
Yeah. So just... praying that'll happen. So that's all good. All right,
nice.
Pass it off.
Actually, I have a question about the beginning of that list. There was a John. It was real short.
Oh, you can have it.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome. When Jesus spoke again to his people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me never walks in darkness.
It's an interesting little
bit of
properties.
I think it was John 1:5, maybe 8:12. I've got it. Thank you. Today, well, I have three requests. Today, Sonia was being bombarded where she works. And one day, a woman turned to her and was talking to her about being a Christian and how she had difficulty, but God got her through with her and her husband, and her life has been much better. And up to that point, Sonia didn't know that she was a Christian. And so evidently today this woman has attacked Sonia.
Verbally, I presume.
Yes, and other people in the office about it. And at first I told Sonia, you know, just let her talk. But then I said, Jesus stood up to the Pharisees. And that's what the devil wants you to do, is to back down from her.
Right.
And you have the right to demand that the devil leave. And she's definitely acting like the devil.
You have the authority, correct?
Yes. And I told her that people... Jesus told, often said that if you over talk, you're worthy, you are not. And so you are worthy, she is not. And you're allowed to stand up to her because God loves you. And this woman fears herself, so she has to make excuses for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that that worked. And these two verses mentioned that. So I'm going to give those to Sonia.
Nice.
On Thursday of last week, I think it was Thursday, maybe it was Tuesday, a woman came into the store. And she meets on a regular basis with a women's group that she used to work with, and they all get together still. And one of the women, she didn't work with for most of the time, but she knew the rest of the women very well. And she read a poem or something about, you know, you're with us, but you will be gone. And the woman that she didn't know very well kind of said, well, you know, I lost my son 20 years ago to suicide. Oh. Well, this woman came into the store to look for something to give to her to apologize to her.
Mm-hmm.
And the more she spoke, the more she was looking for a gift, not to apologize, but to make herself feel better.
Okay.
And I said, you know, you do have guilt, and you need to get rid of that guilt before you approach this woman. And she says, well, what am I guilty of? You're feeling guilty of not knowing about this woman, and there was no reason for you not to know it.
It's because she didn't know, right?
Right. I said, so just share with her your feelings of what it would be like if you lost a son. And she said, well, I could do that. And she says, but I don't know her faith. I said, you don't need to know her faith. You know yours.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just buy her something that says, I love you. you don't have to mention the suicide situation. You don't have to mention the years. You don't have to mention the fact that you're sorry.
Yeah.
It's just that you love her. And I left her to her thoughts, and she did a real good job of pointing it out. And
nice.
And I just hugged her. Her name was Lynn, and the woman that she was praying for, her name was Debbie. And so we went to pray for Lynn and Debbie.
Lynn and Debbie, okay.
And a good, very good friend of ours, John Romer, who we are blessed that he was saved by Jesus and did not die a year and a half ago, and he is still with us. He was on his way to see Linda and share a Christmas gift with her, and he was outside of his car and he fell. So he was taken to the hospital, so we need to pray for him and see what his situation is.
Okay.
So, healing.
That's recent.
Today.
Today. Today he fell.
Yes.
All right.
2 years ago he had.
Do what?
2 years ago he
had. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago he was dead.
Wow.
And he's
yeah. Tyler, what's going on?
It's me. So, I have... Don't really consider them friends. I consider them family. But they are going on a trip this weekend. And I pray for safe passage for them. And also... I know I mentioned a while ago, been battling anxiety and depression. And for a while, it got really well. But recently, in the last month, it's gotten to the point that it's physically making me sick. And to the point, there's some days I don't eat a whole lot. Some days I wake up and it's like, I don't know if I got any sleep or not. So, prayers for that.
Absolutely.
And... I guess this prayer is just overall for, like, our world and the nation, but, not to get political, but, I think some severe ramifications are coming, and just pray that all of us are safe in this time. And, Christmas is next week, so pray that everyone has a great Merry Christmas.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I have a joy happened yesterday.
Good.
One artist only come on Wednesdays, and she don't talk. She's here, but she don't talk. She can say some words, but not much. For some reason, I cook her in my wings. And I know why. She reminds me of a kid in my class.
Yeah.
And so yesterday when she came in, I didn't see her. She went to me and said good morning to me. She didn't say good morning to me, but I know what she meant.
Okay.
And I can talk to her. Not very well, but it's funny because I don't know any sign language. And she can teach me something, but, and I joy to be with her. I said, come sit by me. Well, she did. She was about maybe 10, 15 minutes, and I played music. No, a movie. She didn't hear the music,
okay.
The movie.
Right.
So she went away from it. She was very happy where she was. And I kept looking at her and said, make sure she was all right. I think because she reminded me of somebody in my class many years ago.
Nice.
And that always made me feel good with her.
I'm sorry, what did you say her name was?
They call her Kay.
Kay? Okay.
She hugged me too.
Nice.
And not many people there would come and hug you.
That's a good joy.
Yes, it was.
Did the V&V ever get their vans?
No.
Still need vans.
We need a van very bad.
V&V still needs a van.
Yes.
Or I guess plural or one?
Three.
They need three.
Yes.
V&V needs three vans. Okay.
I like to find who has the money to do it for me.
There you go. Did you look up whatever you were going to, Melody? Let's pass the mic back over to Melody, because Melody, you were looking up. Tell us when you get the mic there. Tell us what scripture that was again.
Okay, so I was looking up just some more info on James chapter 1, verse 17, and I'll read it again. It says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." So it's kind of throwing me off because I was thinking God as a source of light would be coming. I guess I was thinking about like the sun in general, and then the sun can like kind of make shadows, and so that was throwing me off a little bit. But then I read this explanation, and I'm like, this is it. So it's talking about circumstances, and there is a play on words, and it's talking about how God is good in all circumstances. God is the light in all circumstances. So even when we feel like we're cast in a shadow, it's really not necessarily God that's changing. It's just that the circumstances around us are changing, and then maybe they're not as good. And so then if we turn from God, we're literally getting into more of a shadow. So again, we're not looking at God, we're just bringing ourselves more into the darkness because we're turning from the one source of light while we're in this shadow. So it's like a double shadow or whatever you would like to call that. But so yeah, I just thought that was really interesting. Turning from God in order to escape hardship is as ridiculous as hiding from the sun in an effort to escape darkness. When faced with ordeals, we should seek the one who can make all things new. So I thought that was really interesting.
Well, so based on your explanation, then, I would probably pose this to you. So when a person turns, so God being the light, mm-hmm. or if you want to just use like a sun analogy, okay? So when you're facing the sun, you're in the light, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you turn then, do you not become the source of the shadow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're making your own shadow.
Mm-hmm. We cause our own problems.
Yeah.
We always do. We cause our own problems. We cause our own problems.
God is the same.
Because the enemy whispers secrets, whispers doubts, whispers thoughts into us.
Mm-hmm.
See, the devil cannot read your mind, but he can toss darts at you. Put ideas in your head and all this different and things in front of your eyes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy can do all these things and just see how they react. Well, that one worked. Let me write that one down. I'll use that one again next time. That was a pretty good one. Oh, that's the best I've made yet.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the whole thing. But once you recognize... And the only way you truly recognize and grasp all this is through the Holy Spirit, and it's just really just letting go and letting God is what it comes down to, and that you've heard that so many times. Oh, I hear that all the time. How do I do that? Well, you got to lay the foundation for it, and the way you lay the foundation for it is you get into God's Word every day. You start making that a habit, and that if you've been going through that the Book of Mysteries. Even going through them, I know you started to. I've been doing that, and if you watch my post, everything I'm posting is from the Book of Mysteries. Most every day, I've been doing that, and I always put at the bottom, you know, from the Book of Mysteries. It's really very well done. That's the one. That's right. Oh yeah, you really should gift that to some people. It's really, really good. And one of the things I really like about it, it's by Jonathan Cahn. I guess that's how you pronounce it. K-A-H-N. Sorry, C-A-H-N. The Book of Mysteries. And it's very well done because the very first one it starts off, he doesn't say God and the Holy Spirit. He says the teacher. All right? The teacher, which is awesome. You know, the teacher told me, and he does an awesome job of introducing a lot of the original verbiage, the original Hebrew words that were spoken, and how everything builds on it from that. And you'll notice that a lot of the posts that I'm doing on my wall and on the Faith for Healing page. They're focused on that. They're building off of that. They're really powerful. They're really, really powerful. Just a lot of good stuff. For example, in Bethlehem. Bethlehem actually means actually refers to light. It actually is the, let me think, what the
like
not the town of light, was the source light, and I can't remember. I have to go, well, if you look, go back and look at my Facebook page, and you'll see what it was. But isn't it fascinating that Jesus was born then, the light of the world was born in a town, you know, which essentially means the light, right? Which follows through with that. So that's all good. I've not seen any other prayer requests come in on Facebook, but I do see Kelsey on here. I know Kelsey's been still dealing with some Lyme disease garbage and some other stuff. So we're certainly lifting her. As a matter of fact, Kelsey had said, and don't worry, Kelsey, I'm not going to expose anything with it. I speak generically, but she had shared with me that it seems like every time she's seeing progress in areas, and this is a story for so many people, you too. Every time I'm seeing progress in areas, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, like one step forward, two steps back type of a thing. Or two steps forward, one step back if you want to be more optimistic. Because at least you're making some progress, right? But the reality is that when you're making a stand for Christ, when you're making a decision that, yes, I want to focus on the good, the just, the pure, the lovely, of good report, Philippians 4, 4 through 9 that I declare. When you are focusing on that, the enemy's going to work overtime and try and get you in all these different situations that they're going to go ahead and distract you from that mission. And, you know, because he knows you're a threat. Tyler, you're a huge threat, man. You guys all here. We are all a threat to darkness. To your point, you got to make the stand. Now, the one thing I will say about making a stand, if you're going to make a stand, there's two things you got to make sure you're really good with. One, you actually know your Bible. You know what scripture you're going to stand on. All right? That's one. So that's why it's important to read God's word and to lock on to stuff like that. And the second one is to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Okay? So if you're one-on-one with somebody, absolutely. Absolutely. But if you got somebody and the one's got an audience and, dare I say, a supportive audience, don't. There's no winning. There's no winning in those situations. Because those people have, and the Bible talks about it, they've closed their ears. They've closed their eyes. They've closed their hearts. They've just closed off to all that. They don't want to hear about it. And, you know, and they just want to attack.
And then you say, I'm really sorry for you, and I will continue.
Yeah, and many a times, what I will do is, in situations like that, I will go out of my way to, for lack of a better way to describe it, to humble myself, to essentially apologize, even though I have nothing to apologize for. But somehow it kind of puts it more back in their court, like, oh, you know, because why? Because the Bible tells us that when we love our enemies, let's be straight, right? I mean, they are against what we believe in. When we love our enemies, that's like taking hot coals and heaping it on their head. It's adding to their condemnation, is what it's doing. Now, I'm not. You know, don't get me wrong. We're not supposed to walk around and condemn people, all right? But the point is that you respond in love. You respond in love, and then the people that can't accept that love. It just becomes a real burn for them. So anyway, let's get got one more. Yeah.
For the church, our last Sunday with Larry,
mm-hmm.
and then Christmas Eve pre our last one, and I know that it is affecting me, and so I know that it must be affecting other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sunday, and then we get them on Christmas Adam, yeah. Monday.
Yeah, so pray Absolutely. For our church and yeah. our future. God's in control of it.
Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Shall we? Shall we get in our circle? Let's do the shall. Absolutely. Absolutely will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. He's not done that. As a matter of fact, I might talk to you about the, there's a flight, what they call a flight coming up. You're still in that, how old? You're a 20, he could do a flight if he wanted to, or he could do the walk.
Do it.
Yeah, seriously, what I can tell you more about the walk to Emmaus. There you go. That might work. So, Lord, I thank you once again here for Thursday nights. And thank you, Lord, for sending your son, Yeshua Christ Jesus. to come be that special light in the world for us. The light in the darkness. So this world, Lord, your word declares to us, this word was darkness when it was formed, but then you spoke, light be, and there was light. So we thank you, Lord, for that great gift of light and grace and mercy and love. Lord, we're lifting up many here. Many, thank you, Lord, for travel mercies upon many who are traveling, especially through the holidays, and for Melody and family and friends and all the people that are going to squeeze it with. Six people, I think you've got cruising down to Asheville, but they get to enjoy the light. They get to enjoy the lights. There you go. There it is, another light theme. And thank you, Lord, that Melody will be graduating here soon in May. And thank you, Lord, that her path is made clear and straight for where you need her to be, both financially and to get this Master's of Divinity. So thank you, Melody, for sharing with us, diving into that scripture for us tonight too. That was all good stuff. Lord, we thank you that you give us your wisdom and the courage to, well, kind of like I said, no one to hold them, no one to fold them, no one to and no one to call the bluff. As far as making a stand for you, Lord Jesus, because there are many that just live in the darkness, and the light is offensive to them. It's offensive to them for different reasons, and sadly, some people that were even raised in a church had something that happened along the way that suddenly now the whole thought of that is an offense to them. But Lord, I thank you that nothing's impossible for you, that you can break through all these things. You can break through all these things, Lord Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, for peace upon Sonia and all she's doing. Just bless her, Lord. Just great blessings for her. Thank you, Lord, for people that roll into the store. So we're lifting up Lynn and you said it was Debbie. Thank you. So Lynn and Debbie and the loss of a child especially is just an unbearable by the world standards. But Lord, only you can just bring that peace. So we thank you, Lord, for peace upon that situation. And I thank you, Lord, that Lynn understands the false sense of guilt that she was feeling, that she understands that's not from God. That's not a discipline type of a guilt at all. That's the enemy trying to trick and try to play games and to keep her from even opening her mouth anymore. Because Lord, you know how wicked darkness is and how it can be. And we're lifting up John Romer, Lord, for just full and complete healing. And we thank you that he's recovered from his heart attack from a couple years ago. And Lord, we thank you that you just do it again and make it fast. So today he fell, so let's get him to rise up. And whatever has been damaged is undamaged. All that stuff's got to go. Every last bit. Lord, as we stand here in this church, in this building, you know, there's changes that are coming, and we've been through many changes, and we will survive, as we always do, because it's all by your grace and mercy. But Lord, we thank you for your peace through this, and for your clarity, and for direction, for the leadership that will soon be here, and for great blessings, of course, upon Larry and Cindy and Molly as they go on their new adventure 12 hours away. Out around the St. Louis area, St. Charles. And just, I know there'll be a blessing wherever they end up, but thank you for how they've blessed and brought great love amongst us here. Lord, I thank you for the great love and joy that Linda is sharing with us, for your for Kay. All right. Thank you, Lord, that the Kay just has a friend.
Yes, she
has.
Does.
A friend. You got a friend in me. Okay. That's right. God's good. God is so good. Lord, I'm lifting up Kelsey, and this Lyme disease garbage has been messing with her for a while. And of course, the young child she has, I think it's Luke, that she's raising here, Lord. There's a lot of things that the enemy wants to try and complicate. So we just speak the life, the life, strength, glory, power, the peace of God for her, Lord. She's just made fully whole in the glorious name. And Lord, certainly not least, but now last, I'm lifting up Tyler. Lord, I know about this anxiety and stress and how the roller coaster ride that that garbage can be. And I thank you, Lord, that that you, the same blessing that you brought upon me is that same blessing for Tyler right now. I thank you, Lord. We just speak peace. We just speak peace over you, Tyler. A peace which surpasses all understanding. It's Philippians 4, 4 through 9. I got to do it here. You know, we rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we give it all to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall fill your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things with you both learned, heard, received, and seen in me do. And the peace of God, it shall be with you. Tyler, I want you to just lock that in, my friend. I want you, you need to lock that in. And when your feet hit the floor in the morning, the devil needs to go, Tyler's up. All right? I lived in the world of defense for too many years, trying to avoid situations and that would bring out that where that garbage would just ramp up. It's time to be on offense, my friend. That's it. I'm done with it. No more. Come over here, guys. We're claiming this victory for you, man, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you in your glorious name, Lord. I thank you. We come against all the darkness, all the junk, all the stress, all the illusions. The illusions that make us think that we got, you know, that we have some kind of control in a world where the only control we have is the choice that we make. And Lord, I thank you that Tyler gets all that right now. Gets all that. So Lord, I thank you the same thing you did for me is that same freedom that you now give Tyler. So under the authority and the power in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, we now command all spirits contrary to the word and will of God to leave Tyler right now. Go right now. Every last bit, get out. No more of this junk. Just the peace of God, Lord. Lord, I thank you as your Holy Spirit fills him now, fills him to overflowing because the light of Jesus in you, Tyler, that light in you just now shines brighter and brighter and brighter because the Word of God declares to us that light and darkness cannot exist in the same vessel. They both can't hang out in there, and that's the struggle. See, that's the struggle that you've been dealing with, that you've been experiencing. So, Lord, more light, more love, more glory. More peace. We declare to you, brother, you shall sleep in perfect sleep. You shall not have any more problems with appetite or anything that might just cause you physical or emotional. Peace, glory. Peace and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. You are forgiven, my friend. I want you to claim this. Say, this healing belongs to me. Go ahead and say that, my friend.
This healing belongs to me.
That's right. This peace belongs to me.
This peace belongs.
This freedom belongs to me.
This freedom belongs to me.
I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
I am free.
I am free.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, brother. Give it up, man. I love you, brother. It's all good. Isn't it good? Feeling good. The joy of the Lord. Well, hey, anything else? We're good. God is good. All right, for those of us who have still been hanging out here with us on Facebook, glad you could be with us. I will be here actually next Thursday, even though it's the day after Christmas. I'll be here. I don't know if you will be, but I will be. We'll be because we got it. Okay, Linda?
What did people say?
They said amen, didn't they? Have an awesome Christmas. Tune into our church channel Sunday, and of course on Monday we're going to be doing Christmas Adam stuff. Christmas Adam, what is that? It's the day before Christmas Eve, right? That'll be on Monday. Have a great week.